insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another one of our programs. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to benefit from a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.
We arrived at verse 45 when we were explaining it. We explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that in hardships we should be seeking help from Him and also being patient with the hardships that come up. At the end of this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. And it is indeed hard. كبيرة, it is. I think the word hard is not enough. It doesn't explain what كبيرة means. It's extremely difficult. Okay, it's something that people would not want to do except عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. What is it referring to? إِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ. As Allama Tabatabai also indicates with the word al-khashi'in, that it is hard except for those who are khashi'. The English word is humble. However, that does not give us the entire extent of the word khashi'. With that, what khashi' mean? Khushu'. There's two words that are similar in Arabic. One is khushu' and one is khudu'. Khudu' and khushu' both have in them putting yourself down, being humble. Okay, let's use that English word for it. Being humble. However, one of them deals with the physical appearance of it. Okay, example. When a child, as we've been advised for children, to kiss their father and their mother's hand, okay, that kissing of the hand is being humble physically, okay? In our physical form, we're being humble. The respect when they walk into the room to stand up in front of them and respect them in that way. When they tell us something, to listen to that and accept that, although I don't think that that is right. I don't think, you know, I don't like to do that, but they tell me, take the trash out, okay? I go ahead and do that. This is the physical aspect of being humble. That is called khudu'. The aspect of it that deals with the heart, that is called khushu'. What is being humble in the heart? That is being accepting and submissive to whatever God gives and God tells us to do, and God being submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. That is humbleness of the heart. So, praying, putting your forehead, which is the most respectful part of the body, on the least respectful thing, which is dirt, putting the head on that is something that we wouldn't want to accept. Only a heart that is humbled and is submissive to God would be able to do that. So this is what the verse is saying. That this salat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in hardships, we should be seeking help through that, which is a means of communication and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is difficult, it is hard, except for those who are humbled in their hearts. Now, who is someone that is humbled in their hearts. How can we achieve that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next verse, verse 46, tells us,
الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ.
Those who are certain that they will encounter their Lord and that they will return to Him. The word yadhunnun in Arabic sometimes means to think. Those who think they will encounter their Lord and that they will return to Him. And sometimes it means to be certain and absolutely certain about something. Thinking, what I meant by that is that I'm not absolutely sure. I think this is how it is. Okay. In other words, a 70% chance, 80% chance, that is called dhan. Okay. Many times the word dhan refers to that. And sometimes it refers actually when you're certain. They also use the word dhan. There's a slight difference of opinion what this verse is trying to say. Is it dhan? Is it not? And the reason behind that is that it is referring to the belief in the hereafter. يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ. They think or they are certain that they will encounter their Lord, they will meet their Lord, and that they will return to Him. It's referring to the Day of Judgment and Resurrection when we will be brought back to life and judged. That is referred to in many cases in the verses of the Holy Quran as returning to God and also meeting the Lord. So, the reason why that difference of opinion exists is because that belief, just like any other belief, you've got to believe in it. Belief does not fit with not being sure about it. If I'm 70%, you know, there's a 70% chance that something's going to happen or something exists, then I don't believe in that existing. I should be 100% sure that that exists or that will happen for me to believe in it, okay? So Islamically, we know that what is required for people to enter paradise, the beliefs that we have, that we need to have, you need to actually believe in it, which means that you need to be certain about it. So this verse, they say, should not mean that you are 70% sure. There's a 70% chance in your mind that this will happen or God will exist or the Day of Judgment. There will be a Day of Judgment and we will return to our Lord. However, there's a very interesting point that is mentioned by Allama Tabatabai about this issue. We should remember that this verse is not dealing with that issue. It is not telling us that you need to have this faith to be able to enter paradise. It is trying to explain who khashi'in are, who those who are humble in their hearts are. There's different levels of being humble in the heart, okay, of being feeling the need to be humble towards someone or something in one's heart. This verse is actually referring to that meaning of dhan, which means that I am not absolutely sure. Why is that? Saying to have that humbleness in the heart, you need to only have the bare minimum to be able to have that humbleness in the heart is to think, even a 60-70% chance in your mind, that there will be a day of judgment in which God will judge me and my actions. I would have to answer to each and every one of the things I've done, to all my deeds. A 60-70% chance on that will make my heart humble to the God that may do that to me. That will bring about khushu' in the heart. Yes, the khushu' that will bring about is less than the khushu' of certainty in that. If one is absolutely sure and there's not a shadow of a doubt in their mind about resurrection, about judgment and all of that, then they will be more humbled. But what the verse is trying to explain to us is who are the khashi'in? Because in the previous verse, God told us that except for the khashi'in, others will not be able to pray. They're not going to pray in hardship. Now, what is the bare minimum of having that khushu' to be able to pray to God is that level, being even a 60-70% chance in one's mind that there will be resurrection, that we will meet the Lord, we will return to Him, will cause that khushu' in the heart, will allow that person to pray, and that prayer, as we've been told, it raises the status of the faith and the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is very important, brothers and sisters, the reminding ourselves, which this verse is one of those that does that, reminding ourselves that we are not going to be on earth forever. We're here on a temporary basis. We will be leaving pretty soon and entering a different realm of existence, and where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us only based on our actions. There was a very interesting narration I saw from one of our imams, I believe it was the sixth imam, salamullah alayh, who quotes Prophet Jesus saying that, "I wonder," it causes wonders in my mind, that how is it that people are working their tails off 24/7, what for? To obtain sustenance in this world. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised sustenance in this world to every single being, even those who are not human, even those who do not believe, and we can see that. Yet, they do not pay attention, and they do not spend time for the hereafter. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, "I will not give you anything except based on your action." This is very strange. And this is a fact that we need to pay attention to. Brothers and sisters, we're not going to be on earth forever. Remembering that point, reminding ourselves every once in a while about this point, will cause that humbleness in our hearts, will affect our behavior very, very notably. We've been told, we've been advised, and that's why you can see so many times in the Holy Quran, it keeps saying, "أنهم إليه راجعون." Okay, one of the things that in the verses that come, the Holy in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in explaining who the patient people are, it says they are the ones that when musibah comes, when the hardship comes, they say, "إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ." Constantly we have in the Holy Quran, reminding us of death and leaving this world in the hereafter, the Day of Judgment. Let's remember that. Let's remind ourselves on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, so that we won't fall in the trap of shaitan in not practicing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be able to do that. And we ask Him to hasten the reappearance of our 12th Imam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Sattar al-Uyubi, Ya Ghaffar al-Dhunubi, Ya Sattar al-Uyubi, Ya Ghaffar al-Dhunubi, Ya Allam al-Uyubi, Ya Kashaf al-Kurubi, Ya دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيون يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب يا علام الغيوب يا كشاف الكروب يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا دافع الخطوب يا جابر المعطوف يا من هو مندوبي فعفوك مطلوبي
يا ستار العيوب يا غفار الذنوب